Ben and Bella lived in the cellar, their little home on the rise. From their chimney smoke would choke its wispy way to the skies. Each morning at their old front fence, the rumble bumble bus would gobble cheeky children up, including the likes of us. The rumble bumble omnibus would shudder on its way. If Ben and Bella were not seen, then all would be okay. At least that's what my father said. He seemed to know these things. So off to school to comprehend the joy that knowledge brings. And on our way, a song or two to brighten up the day. Absurdly wordy ditties these, the morning's fine entree. Once at school, our pen and ink would scribble spidery script, and copper plate no longer seen, we'd blot out any blip. Explorers of this sunburnt land, their journals we perused, or better still, an old film strip explained the routes they used. Blaxland, Wentworth, Bass and Sturt, Stuart, Oxley, Eyre, Leichhardt, Burke, the list goes on, exploring here and there. While some got lost along the way, others found themselves. Antipodean adventurers soon filled the library shelves. But back to Ben and back to Bella, what happened to those two? An expressway covered up their home and forced them to shoot through. Or are they in their cellar still, quite happy and content, waiting for the omnibus that is no longer sent? La-da-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee. 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 La-da-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee.